one halakha on the laws of ribbit. The question was asked in halakha that a malveh, person that's lending money, so he made a condition at the time that he lent the money, and he said, I'm lending it to you on the condition that at the end of the loan, you're not going to give me interest, but you're going to give me a gift. And the gift is basically the amount that the interest would have been. So we say, we ask, is that legal or not? What's the question if it's legal or not? Well, he's not asking for interest. He's just saying that he wants a gift. So according to the halakha, Rabbi Moshe Levi brings it down on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet in Melveh Hashem, that this is 100% asur. Because, and it can be asur from the Torah, because it doesn't matter the language that's used. Nobody asks for a gift. Usually gifts are given to you. You can't ask for somebody and say, you're going to have to give me a gift. What he really is doing is trying to subvert the laws of interest. What he's really saying is, pay me for the compensation for the time that I'm giving you to pay back the loan. So he can call it whatever he wants. That's all semantics. We know what it is. It's his way of saying, I want interest, even though he's using the word gift. So according to the halakha, just because you change terminologies and call it something that it really isn't, is not going to make a difference in the halakha. There's another halakha that's brought down, as we mentioned earlier, that businesses should make a heter iska. We discussed what heter iska does. It alleviates a lot of transactions that might be problematic in the laws of interest. By making heter iska, this document, it really turns a lot of these problematic cases into cases that are permissible. Therefore, for example, most Jewish banks, all Jewish banks, need to have heter iska, because really their clients, they're giving them interest. They put money in the bank, and they're giving interest, etc., and therefore they need this document. So for example, the question was recently asked to one of the banks that was owned by a Jew, that anybody would come to be a new client in the bank and make, let's say, a $10,000 deposit in the bank and open up an account, they give him a gift. You know, in the old days, they give a toaster or, you know, a television or whatever it was. So today also, they have different perks that they give the customers. So the question is, that's the beat. You're putting in $10,000 and they're giving away a gift for something. So can you accept that gift? Again, if the bank has an etir iska, if they have that document, then it could be legal. So you see, it's not only on the extra monies that are going back and forth. Even on the extra gifts that the bank might give, they still need to have etir iska in order to allow those gifts to be given.